This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who?
And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Hour number two. It is the first weekend since Russia invaded Ukraine. And it's interesting because earlier today, there was lots of activity in the McCullough house. So son number two was at a friend's house. They were working on science experiments. Son number one had a friend over here. Our daughter was playing with some friends of ours, and they all stopped by, and it was around 5 o'clock, so we were like, hey, let's have a little refreshment. And then the parents of the other two, one dropped off our son, and the other came to pick up his. And we were all talking about the events of the days that we live in, what we're dealing with right now and what we're seeing. And I said to one of our friends that was over, I said, I can't imagine what it would have been like to be in the late 1930s, early 1940s, and watch Hitler do what he did to the Sudetenland and to Poland, to take territory that he just felt like was belonged to his people, didn't have the right to it, and charged through and just killed, you know, random number of people in the process. And that's what we're watching happen again in Ukraine. And it was kind of driven home for me this morning. I had coverage of the war on all day today. And I was very much stirred by the simple words of a woman who works as a Ukraine tourist guide. She's based out of Kyiv. She's a mom of four. And she was on with Neil Cavuto on the Fox News Channel. And he asked her, one of the first things he asked her, and this is the ladies' lounge hour, this is where we hear from the women of America and the women of the world. And I wanted you to hear from Olena Ganes, I think is how you say her name. And he asked her about how they were dealing with this with their kids. Take a listen to this answer.
Our children are very wise and adaptive. We were very sincere to them when the explosions happened, and we just told them that the war started with Russia, that Russia attacked us. So we clearly explained what's happening here. And they're doing very well. They understand what's happening. What surprises me is that the world leaders do not understand what is happening, and they are more like children, because what is happening is terrible. The aggressor, Russia, attacked Ukraine without any reason for this, simply because they want us to be their territory. And they couldn't take us by any talks or, you know, something like this. They decided to take us by force. They will not control us. Ukrainians will not surrender. But they will try to just eliminate, to kill at least 60% of Ukrainians. And 40% that will be left, they will try to control them. And I beg you, please don't let this happen. Obviously, you see what is happening. They are just killing us.
And
what you see
in this in these cuts I'm gonna play for you is just abject honesty. And they didn't have bunkers with Instagram capabilities or FaceTime or anything else to get out in the 1930s. But this is really rather remarkable. And she was asked what does she actually want? Does she just want the aid? Does she want the international community to condemn Putin's actions? These are the things that the countries have already done. Now, her answer was much more clear. Take a look at this.
Military intervention. Russia violated all our legal system, all international laws, all possible international laws. Don't please allow the genocide to happen here. This is what we want to do this. They tried to do this in 30s when there was great famine here in Ukraine, and many Ukrainians, millions of us, were killed by starvation. Now they want to kill even more of us to control us, okay? So they just wanted to take us by force and control. Don't please prevent the new genocide of Ukrainians here. And the only way how you can do this, only by force. You know, I never wanted anyone to kill anyone. I'm the most peaceful person in the world, and Ukrainians are. But they are just coming and they are just killing us. So please stop them. Please come and save us.
And he asks, Neil Cavuto then asks Olna Ganes, what happens if she doesn't get what she's asking of the international community? And again, I find her very, very articulate and honest. Listen to this answer.
60% of us will die. 40% will survive. And hopefully we will be again the nation, but in some hundreds of years, because we already were coming through this with Russia in the history. Yes, you learn the history. But, you know, what really is shocking is that we are repeating the history of the Second World War. When everybody was playing games with Hitler, when he just invaded small Poland and everybody thought, okay, Hitler will not be hungry anymore after he takes a piece of Poland. You remember what happened next? Hitler didn't stop until he was stopped. Putin is the same. He will not stop until he is stopped. He doesn't want Ukraine because it's his historical heritage. He wants the waterway. He wants more territories. He is already talking about Baltic states and Finland and so on. So he will be the next. Stop the war while it's happening here in Ukraine on our land. You know how, we know how it feels. The same was in the First World War and in the Second World War. Read the history. Ukrainian, in both Ukrainians, Ukrainian land, was cases, was the battlefield. And many of our people were dying. Right now, again, we are ready to die for the sake of our freedom and independence and just to be Ukrainians. But maybe this time we can react faster. Maybe in the 21st century we became smarter, yes, and we can prevent genocide. But not to express condolences that it happened, and not to say we are so much concerned that it's happening. Let's just act urgently, now.
Some pretty common sense, but heartfelt, please. So Cavuto ends up asking her, if you could get an audience with President Biden, what would you ask him? And this was her answer.
Mr. President Biden, if you stop Russian aggression, if you stop aggression of Vladimir Putin right now with a very serious, with a very concrete decision to intervene immediately with all the needed forces and prevent the genocide and prevent catastrophe and prevent the Third World War, you will be the best man in the world. You will be a person who will be a part of big history. The president who stopped the global catastrophe, who prevented the collapse of democracy in the world, the collapse of humanity. I'm sorry, my English is not good enough to express what I'm really thinking, but I'm saying that he will be really a big person, you know, and Americans and Western people, and we as humanity, we will be really smart, intelligent people, you know, that prevented many deaths, prevented many, many tyranny in the world. Yes, it's a very, very important moment right now, today, yes, how you behave. Because if you wait for some more days or some more weeks, that will be collapse. That will be, you will be defeated. We will go down, all of us. I mean, all of us in the world.
And I think that says it pretty well. She's a mom. She's got 4 children. The 5-month-old that she's holding in those pictures has special asthmatic circumstances. She needed to get some medicine. She was able to go to a pharmacy, actually, today to find some. And there was a long line, and the people there allowed her to go before them because they saw and sensed the struggle. These Ukrainian people are not asking for the world. They are just asking for the means to beat back this evil oppression that has come into them. And yeah, she would like to see boots on the ground from a lot of other countries to help, because she's a mom and a wife who's scared that she's going to lose her husband. But at the very minimum, what we should be doing is getting as much military firepower to these people that are willing to do it. People that don't have any military training have been given guns and are standing posts in Ukraine's cities tonight. And they are warding off these people, these genocidal maniacs that Putin has hepped up on whatever he's got them motivated to do this on. They were doing some disgusting things. I don't know if you saw the footage of the armored vehicle that ran over the car, but they're willing to just take out civilians with no rhyme or reason, just to kill, just because they can. This is great evil that we face tonight. This isn't about left or right. It's not about liberal or conservative. It's about stopping the satanic evil that is right in front of us. And I hope that the world comes together. And God bless those Ukrainians who have put up the fight of their lives, have slowed the approach. Putin had planned on having Kyiv under his control by tonight. He still doesn't as of this moment. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Lots more about the war. KT McFarland joins me next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. But we are a news product, and so I am always trying to make sure that you know the very latest in what's going on news-wise as well, particularly when global events are at play, as they are tonight in the area of Russia and Ukraine and its impact on what the West may experience as well. Joining me is longtime national security expert KT McFarland, personal friend of mine, someone I've known for more than a dozen years, and I count her insight on these matters rather keen. KT, you served under 2 presidents in the Pentagon. Your civilian rank was that of the equivalent of a 4-star general, and I just have to ask, does the ferocity of the invasion surprise you? You and I spoke just a few days ago, and you said you felt like that this had been a lot of saber rattling, maybe by Putin to try to get concessions. He has gone full blown war. Was this what the West was expecting?
No, it's more than I thought. I thought he would grab those 2 provinces on the east, annex them like he did with Crimea, and I figured he'd engineer a coup in Kiev and have a puppet government be installed to take orders from Moscow. I didn't think he would do quite as much as he's doing. We'll see where we are in 24 hours, 48 hours. I still think that there's a coup and a pro-Russian government will get installed.
Sure.
The question will the Ukrainians fight? And after their government has been defeated, will there be any kind of guerrilla warfare that goes on and gives Russia a really big bloody nose? You know, if Russia starts having lots of casualties, they look not like the victims, which is what they're telling the world they are, but they look like the aggressors. But for me, the bigger question is what's next, what comes after you?
Well, that's what I want to ask you about, because the president, the second day in a row, held an afternoon briefing, and he said earlier today that when asked by Steve Doocy of Fox News, he indicated for the first time that I've seen in American elected office holders, saying that Putin's plan here, if you had watched his speech, was that he wants to reformulate the Soviet Union. In other words, in Biden's mind, Poland, Lithuania, Romania, some of these Baltic states, they may all be in his sights. What is the national security implication of those of that statement towards the West, if it in fact turns out to be true?
Well, I think we'll see. Putin's going to see what happens with Ukraine. But the other part of it, and to me, the driving factor is energy. It's the fact that the United States shut down our energy industry. As a result, predictably, the price of energy went way up, doubled, almost tripled.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes Vladimir Putin really rich. His main export is oil and natural gas. So he's now sitting on twice as much money as he thought he would have just a year ago. So that emboldened him. And then the second thing is, by shutting down the American energy industry, the Europeans become even more dependent on Russian oil and natural gas. So that gives Russia political and economic leverage over Europe. The question then becomes, does Putin think he's got it all? And is he going to then try to break NATO? And the fact that today, when the president did speak and was asked, well, are you going to kick Russia out of the international banking system? He basically said no. And that's the only sanction that would really make a difference. And I think the reason he said no is because the Germans and everybody else in Europe said, look, we can't give up 50% of our energy.
Yeah. Well, and let me ask you about that, because you're right. I think Italy, Germany, France, maybe another one in there somewhere. But they are obviously very dependent upon the Russian energy supply. If we were to turn on the spigots tomorrow and have the pipelines running and we were drilling productively in all the places that we've told to stop, is there some piece of that market that the U.S. could fill? What is the real long-term damage of domestic energy lacking doing to exacerbate the problems that we're now challenging us on the national security front?
Well, it was one of the dumbest strategic decisions any president's made in modern times. President Biden was handed American energy independence, a thriving American oil and natural gas industry. We were exporting oil and natural gas abroad, and he shut it all down. Who knows why? Maybe because he hated Trump, maybe because it was a Green New Deal thing. I don't know. But by doing that, it really did a couple of things. It drove the price of energy high, and it meant that the Europeans had no place else to get their energy. Now, if Biden, what I really had hoped he would say, of course he wouldn't, but if he'd come out and said three things, Kevin, he would have said to the American people, okay, I'm changing my mind, I'm turning back on the American energy industry. And he could have then turned to the Europeans and said, Europe, I got your back. I'm going to guarantee you energy security. We are going to get the energy you need to you. We are going to replace Russia in the long term as your energy supplier. And then he could have turned to the Russians and said, I, along with our Gulf Arab friends, we're going to drive the price of oil down. It's going to bankrupt you. And we're also going to make sure that you don't have access to our technology. He didn't do any of those things.
So the parallel to the president speaking today, the president of Russia, Mr. Putin, said that any furthering of sanctions than what had been announced yesterday would bring about, in his words, and I'm misquoting him, but it was something along the lines of the harshest effect, the harshest consequence that the West has ever seen. What does he mean by that, Katie?
Well, I was thinking to say, oh, it's nuclear war. It's not nuclear war. But what Putin could do is start turning off the energy supplies in Europe. He could start shutting down the lights, shutting down the electricity, shutting down the heating oil. He could also launch massive cyber attacks, not just on Ukraine, which he's already done, but on other NATO, on the NATO alliance or on America's allies. We'll see. You know, again, this is... We're not in a driver's seat, Kevin.
Right. Well, he's declared that he will launch that cyber attack against us. And our friend General Jack Keane is hoping that the president will unleash our cyber offensive strategy at that point. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but if so, how robust is it? What would it do? What would we be able to do to defend ourselves or to hurt them?
Okay, so when I took office as the Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration in 2017, one of the first questions I asked is what is our deterrent capability in cyber? In other words, what offensive capabilities do we have and what defensive capabilities? And I was told, well, we have pretty good defensive capabilities. I said, really? It doesn't seem to have been working. They're hacking into everything. And then I was told, well, we don't have offensive capabilities because we thought that would, the Obama administration thought that would be provocative. That the Russians and the Chinese would, I don't know, that we would provoke them into something. Well, that's crazy. If you really want to stop Russian and Chinese and Iranian and whatever other country cyber attacks against the United States, you give yourselves the ability to do back to them what they want to do to you, and then they won't do it to you because they know you'd do it back to them. We have better capabilities now, and we could probably match them. But the problem with cyber is it's a weapon, it's a perfect weapon, because it's not really clear what the return address on the attack is.
Hmm.
So Putin can always say, well, it wasn't me, it was somebody else, or it was a bunch of Russians living in some obscure town. Well, look, they're awesome, but you have to be willing to take a leap here, and then to have dire consequences and understand that you might be wrong. It's just, we're not in a good place right now. And again, we're not in the driver's seat. And a lot of that is because of the energy problem.
It's hard to know. KT McFarland, former Pentagon official under Trump and Reagan presidencies, thank you for spending some time with us.
And I go back to Nixon and Ford.
See, four-star general thing again.
I know.
I'm always getting it
wrong.
You're old
enough, Kevin, they put a lot of stars on your shoulder.
KT, thank you.
Thank you, Kev.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. It's Kevin McCullough. That's just a little snapshot of what's going on in the war that has broken out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia is getting closer to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The Pope has called Ukrainian President Zelensky. He says he welcomes an offer from Turkey to broker peace talks and says through an interpreter,
Our main objective is to end this carnage. The losses of the enemy are very serious. There are hundreds of dead soldiers who crossed our border, who came to our land. Unfortunately, we have losses too.
Military analyst Jack Watling warns Russia plans to circle the capital and then attack.
If we start seeing rolling lines of thermobaric rocket launchers coming up, then, you know, we're going to see mass civilian casualties.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. But Kristen B. Tate is rejoining us today, and we are thankful to have her back. Your thoughts on what we're seeing and what we're facing right now?
Hey, Kev, thanks for having me on such an important news day. It's stunning what's going on, and it seems to me that we are weak within our own country. You know, if you look at our focus on race, the wokeness that has infested all of our institutions, we are very, very weak at home. Our enemies know this, and so they are using this as the time to attack because they know we are weak. Putin has seen President Biden just flounder with every foreign policy challenge. I mean, he saw President Biden hand over the country of Afghanistan to the Taliban last August.
Right.
So here we are in this situation, and as Biden is facing this right now, he is showing once again that he's weak and he is appeasing our enemies. The sanctions that he has put on Putin so far and on Russia, they are not, you know, they're not really going to get the job done, Kev, because he won't actually put in place sanctions that really do economic damage. Part of what's going on here that nobody's talking about is the fact that the West, including Europe and the U.S., has totally gutted its own ability to create its own energy, its own natural gas and oil. We have basically taken our energy policy from ideologues like Greta Thunberg. So we are increasingly reliant on countries like Russia for our energy. You know, look at Europe. They only get 3% of their energy from green energy like wind and solar, and yet they've gutted their ability to be energy independent. So they're actually reliant on Russia for their energy.
Right.
And we're in a similar position here.
I think a lot of things need to be done right away, one of which is we need to stop buying 100,000 barrels a day from Russia directly. I can't believe that we're still doing that. All the pipelines need to be reopened. Yes, and Keystone in particular, because when we are, you know, just it was not even 2 years ago, we were energy independent. We were selling energy to other countries, and we are now buying it at $100 a barrel, mostly because of Russia. And then that enriches him.
That. We know Biden's not going to do that. He is totally in the pocket of these green zealots. Biden's not going to do anything. Putin knows it, and that's why he's using this as an opportunity to make these moves. We have a feckless, weak leader, and this is what happened. And look, you want to look at weakness? Look at what's been going on in the military, Kevin. I mean,
yeah.
They're putting out ads for the U.S. Army. I just saw an ad for the U.S. Army all about how you know, they support the LGBTQA community. And this is the kind of stuff our military's focused on at the top brass level right now. And meanwhile, we have the administration, you know, prioritizing getting people who check boxes for top positions, like transgenders and people of certain races. This sends a message to the world. It's important because it weakens us at home and abroad, and this is the consequence of it. You know, we voted for Biden because people were sick of Trump's mean tweets. Well, guess what? This is what you get.
Well, and I was about to say, in the years that the mean tweets were there, it's the only presidency that Putin has not tried to take land in the modern era. Under Bush, he took Chechnya. In the Obama years, he took Georgia and Crimea. And now under Biden, he's taking Ukraine. But those 4 years that Trump was there, whether he was scared of Trump or thought Trump too crazy to be dealt with, he for whatever reason there was a healthy respect, and he didn't do this stuff, and I think that we need to understand what was working at that time, which was we were selling energy to the world, and we were tough with we were tougher on Russia than we'd ever been. We had Star Wars defense systems into NATO countries that directly look at Russia, you know, Poland, Romania, all of those countries. We were on our way to helping Ukraine with some of those too. It's really disturbing, and to hear that Russia is now saying that they are considering it an act of war if we issue these additional sanctions that got announced today, and that that they're going to launch a cyber attack against us and our infrastructure. Kristen, I've talked with people that know our infrastructure is vulnerable. There are infrastructure problems in America if a cyber attack is successful against us.
You're exactly right. It's a scary time. This is the result of years of misguided priorities. It was better under Trump, but it was still going on because of the administrative state. You know, you can replace the president, but there's still this deep swamp that goes so deep within the administrative state that was still going on under Trump. And this is the result of years and years of that. I think it really did start under President Obama. That's when we started getting weaker. And it's scary. I don't know what lies ahead, but we've been exposed as a paper tiger. Probably going to get a lot worse.
All right. Kristen Bitate, we appreciate your analysis today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks as always for having me, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Well, we are so honored to every week speak with Bethany Mandel. She is the editor of the Heroes of Liberty books, of which the most recent one, the John Wayne one, came to our house last week, and my nine-year-old has already read it all the way through, and I asked him to tell me all about John Wayne, and he told me things I did not know. And I know a lot about John Wayne. So that just tells you a lot about what that series can do, and I would encourage you to check it out at heroesofliberty.com.
use my promo code KMC. You'll get a discount when you subscribe, and you get a monthly, or just you buy the various titles, you can do that as well. You get a discount there. But Bethany Mandel, the editor of that. Bethany, I think one of the beautiful things about Heroes of Liberty is that it reminds us of history. And when we forget history, we end up in really perilous times. And as I'm looking at what I perceive to be maybe World War III starting today, the last couple of days, it sure makes me go back to even World War II and say, well, how did Hitler negotiate what he did prior to the invasion of Poland? Oh, and look at how similar it is to what Putin did with Ukraine. Now he's threatening cyber warfare against the entire West if we do institute tough sanctions. Your thoughts on not only what's happening, but even as you're raising your family, how you go about dealing with it?
Yeah, I mean, so it's really scary, and I think that, you know, people make a lot of false parallels to World War II, and this is not a false parallel. This is, I mean, after Ukraine, what's stopping him from going on to Poland itself? It's really scary times, and there's a lot of uncertainty, and it's, you know, it's why we're seeing the market do what it's doing, because there's so much uncertainty.
Right.
But, I mean, as a mom, you kind of just have to keep on going every day and, you know, try not to be consumed and in the doom scrolling that you do when you have a phone. You know, you just try to block it out and live your day and do the best that you can to stay positive and to keep on the ball with all the things that your kids are doing every day that are thus far unchanged.
Yeah.
Going to all these things and just trying to remember that, you know, us being doom scrollers doesn't change anything, and we can't change the outcome by paying more attention. And sometimes you kind of just need to, for your own mental health, sort of distance yourself a little bit in order to function as a human being.
I think that's a very good word to people. And one of the reasons why I do this show is so that you can get what you need to know, and you don't have to be tied to everything. I'll do some of that doom scrolling for you. And then I'll distill it for you so that you have what you need. But I think that that's a good word that you just gave there, Bethany. And as I'm talking to other military leaders and strategists and so forth during the next coming days, and I have a sense we'll be talking about this a lot, I want moms to know that it's okay to just know the most important stuff. We tend to like think if we're not into the every weed of the details, then we're missing something. I don't know that the big strokes are what you need to pay attention to here. Speaking of which, and coming back to the Heroes of Liberty thing, you know, World War II gave us John Wayne. World War II gave us a lot of personalities that hit the scene that had to deal with genuine evil in their time. Do you get the sense that between Xi and China and Putin and Russia and their claims on Taiwan and Ukraine and kind of their pact that they've made to work against the West, do you feel like we're approaching a similar kind of axis, if you will?
I think so, honestly. And what's frightening, not to be the radio equivalent of doom scrolling, but I think what's really frightening is we don't have a Winston Churchill, which, by the way, is a future book of Heroes of Liberty. unforeseen how prescient it was, but it was truly prescient. But, you know, we don't have a Winston Churchill now. I don't want to take gratuitous swipes at a president who is, you know, we all have to pray that he is at his best. But I think we can all be frank about the fact that he's not in
right.
the state. And it's terrifying to think that a man who does not have a hold on reality is the one in charge. We need grown-ups in charge who understand what year it is and where they are at any given moment. And I don't know that we have that.
Yeah. No, we don't. We certainly don't in the current resident. I do think there are people, though, that can take leadership here. And this kind of puts the November elections in a very different focus as well, Bethany, because if the Republicans can take Senate and House, then you've got all the you've got the most important leadership positions when it would come to be using military power or anything else, kind of wrestled out of the hands of the progressive wokes, the wokesters that are running everything now.
Yeah, and I think even before this, we were going to see a very good election for Republicans because of how they handled COVID and how they're continuing to handle COVID. People are very angry, and I think that, you know, we were going to see an equivalent election of Youngkin happen nationwide, and yeah. Especially now, come November, we really do need, and I hate when people play domestic politics in moments like this, but I'm just going to do it. This would not have happened if the last election had played out differently, and yep. I think that we all believe that. So I think that most Americans understand that Donald Trump was a deterrent, and we need more deterrence and more fear as opposed to, you know, let's all kumbaya and hold hands and be friends, because every time we have a leader who is very kumbaya, these kinds of things tend to happen.
My very good friend Dennis Prager always says it is better for America to be feared than to be loved. The world is a safer place when we are feared. The mean tweeter in charge is exactly what we need right now. And if you look, and I was reminded of this earlier in today's show by General Kellogg, but the Trump 4 years that Trump was there is the only 4 years in the last 20 that Putin hasn't tried to take land. With Bush, he did Chechnya. With Obama, he did Georgia and Crimea. With Biden, he's doing Ukraine. But under Trump, he was either too afraid or too wigged out at how crazy Trump was to want to cross him. And there was also, I think, a very important strategy that Trump was trying to drive a wedge between China and Russia by maybe peeling Putin off a little bit. And that certainly seemed to be working. Now you've got Russia and China in tighter cahoots than they've been since the Cold War. And this is really disturbing. Anyway, check out Heroes of Liberty, friends, heroesofliberty.com, and use KMC. You'll get that discount. Bethany, always appreciate your insights. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Kev.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, to the Music Spotlight stage, ladies and gentlemen, Jana Kramer.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.